The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, increasing oil prices, fluctuating markets and international shipping in turmoil, Donald Trump's decision to wage war on Iran has caused huge international disruption. President Trump says it's almost over, but how much more can the world economy withstand before lasting damage is done? Pascal Lamy is former Director General of the World Trade Organization and former EU Commissioner on Trade and is currently a political consultant. Pascal, you're very welcome to the programme. Thank you for being with us.
Pleasure.
When it comes to lasting damage on the world economy, do you agree that the clock is ticking closer to a moment now where this war will have very serious consequences?
Yes, I agree with that. And my own view, for what it's worth, is that it's now a race against time. Whether this will be a modest shock on the world economy, which will be absorbed without great pain, or whether it's a larger, longer damage, remains to be seen. Both sides have a very powerful weapon. The US are militarily dominating, and they can call it, together with Israel, a victory anytime. Iran has leverage, which is obstructing the flow of oil coming from the Gulf, which we all know is not just a modest part of the world energy, but a large part. So, in my view, and to give you a very short answer, if this is a matter of weeks, I'm less worried, although, of course, a war with so many victims is always terrible. If it was to be a matter of a month, then it would be a much more serious affair. I personally believe that as we are heading to the U.S. midterm elections, the U.S. will probably choose a short time frame, whereas Iran might be tempted to play it longer.
Mm-hmm. Market watching often tells a tale, doesn't it, in these circumstances? What do you see in how the markets have reacted so far?
I'm not surprised. As far as the impact on energy quantity and prices fuels into the global economy. It's not a local matter. It's not a continental matter. The main source for Asian countries of oil is Gulf. The U.S. Are not oil-dependent, but an international price of oil going up has an influence on the gas pump price. And, of course, we Europeans, as we all know, are heavily dependent, especially given that we have to sever ourselves from Russian fossils to keep helping Ukraine against this Russian aggression.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a part of the economy. And again, whether this will last or not will lead to more or less inflation, more or less reaction by central banks in raising interest rates, and more or less slowing down of the economies at the end of the day. It's nothing to do in terms of orders of magnitude with Trump vagaries on tariffs.
The International Energy Agency making that unprecedented decision yesterday to release 400 million barrels of oil, it didn't seem to stem the concerns that we saw overnight when the oil price increased again over $100 a barrel. Now, what do you think that tells us about how the markets might be becoming a little more jittery as this moves through?
One, I agree that markets will become more jittery if this war is not stopped, if they get the feeling that it's prolonged. And I think what Trump is saying, which is we are nearly there, it's going to be short. Wait for next week is precisely to give a signal to markets that this won't be long from the US side. But it's also true, knowing a bit of how these markets work, that the 400 million barrels release was sort of pre-announced the days before, and that the markets had already absorbed, before the official news, the fact that this would come in the market. And we know that there's roughly three times more in stocks worldwide, although mobilizing these stocks is not a trivial issue. They are in different places. They abide to different technical conditions. So it's not a sort of tap which you can use very easily.
And just going back to what you say about the Americans, who, and Donald Trump has said again and again, this will be a short war. We're nearly there. We've almost achieved our aims. But they seem, and the administration seems, unclear around its aims and the end game and what they want to achieve. Therefore, it's difficult to accept what they're telling us about the duration of the war.
You're absolutely correct. But remember, Trump praises himself among many formidable qualities to be unpredictable. This is a method. I mean, he wrote it decades ago in his book, whether it's his book or another writer, don't worry, The Art of the Deal. He pretends that in order to get to good deals, you have to be unpredictable, you have to change foot, you have to change attitude, you have sort of, you know, flabbergast your interlocutor, and then you're in a good position to twist his arm or her arm. So I'm not surprised by this. It's a feature of how he behaves. This being said, objectively, I believe if the impression is that this war will drag on, markets will react the way you yourself anticipate they will, this is not good for Mr. Trump at the eve of midterm elections. And so far, let's be lucid, the ones that have disciplined Mr. Trump are not the rules, are not the UN, are not other countries, but financial markets, what our American friends called bond vigilantes.
Mm-hmm. That's all that he listens to. But he may find himself on a sticky wicket if he decides to end this and Israel does not, or Iran does not. He may not have control over when it ends.
That's a good point. I think they're a couple with Ukraine. With Israel is absolutely knitted, and I don't see Israel except just around Israel, Lebanon, Jordan, keeping a very active war if the U.S. armada retreats from the region. I think Iranians, notably vis-à-vis their neighbors, I mean, for the moment, they also have attacked under the notion that their neighbors host a lot of American bases. They have entered into a full antagonist war with the whole of the region, except maybe a bit of Shiite forces in Iraq. And I think if the U.S. were to call it a day and move back, I don't think Iran would have a sort of interest to keep moving a war on which they will suffer.
Pascal, it's very interesting to get your viewpoint, and thank you for sharing it with us this morning.
My pleasure, and have a good day.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.